You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Keeping Up with the Kardashians news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Hey everybody, I'm Jackie Moran, and we have such a special Kardashians after show tonight. I have my co-host with me, Mari Fagel. Hey, Mari.
Hey, Jackie. Can't wait to talk about the episode and then the wedding.
I know. We have so much to talk about, guys, because not only was this a big episode with Kim and Chris and the Bora Bora trip, but we have the whole Kim Kardashian wedding to recap. We have exclusive details. We have special guests coming on to join us to talk about it. Phil Svitek has an exclusive detail for us, and Pat Lambert's going to be on hand. So, Mari, we have so much to talk about. Let's start with tonight's episode, which is obviously we're a little ahead of ourselves with the wedding, considering we're only up to the Bora Bora trip. I think it was the first time we really got to see Kim and Chris together, and it leaves us wondering, or it leaves me wondering at least. That was the big story of the night, the Bora Bora trip. What were your initial thoughts on, finally, the reveal of Kim and Chris as a couple here?
I know this has been the moment I've been waiting for, because I'm just trying to figure this guy out. I'm trying to figure out why he would be willing to, like, film his entire relationship on television, why he would be willing to do all these things to get married so quickly. I'm trying to figure out his intentions. So the fact that I finally got to see him is a good glimpse. And I don't know what to think. I will say Kim seems like she really likes him, and he does seem to, like, treat her well, but he is kind of a douche.
You know, I'm so glad you said that, because I'm watching this thinking the whole season so far, I don't know why, but the way he was portrayed so far, I thought he was this timid, tall, shy, maybe kind of like a goon. I don't mean to say that, but, you know, so far, not seeing much of him, I had high hopes for him. And we finally get to see a glimpse into him, his personality, and we start off by Khloé and Courtney saying, you know, having doubts before the trip. They say he's kind of a douche. Khloé says he asked if her marriage is fake. He asked if Kim's ass was fake. All of these things, kind of red flags. And Khloé said it best, I think, when she said he might be treating her like a princess, but I haven't seen it yet. And when it comes to Courtney, they were at the mechanic. She got the flat tire. Kim put Chris on speaker, and he's saying just because she has a kid and doesn't do anything fun doesn't make her mature. And, you know, they're saying he's very sarcastic and giving him the benefit of the doubt, saying they don't know what to make of him at this point. But I was so thrown off by that, and then it only got worse as they went to Bora Bora. I think Courtney described it perfectly when she said he doesn't have a filter, because he just says whatever comes out of his mouth, and so far that's exactly what he's doing. He insulted her and Scott. He insulted the mom, I believe, for a second there. Even with, like, you see him, you know, getting into it with Kim at the end. Now, that was a specific situation where Kim was freaking out about her room. She was freaking out about the flowers, about the heat. And then they get into the water scene where he throws her in the water, and they were both teasing. All of a sudden, she freaks out because her $75,000 earring goes down in the water. he's like, oh my God, is she kidding or is she serious? She starts hysterical crying. So here's Kim getting totally dramatic. I feel like the whole trip so far has gone totally wrong with this, you know, wedding couple. We just had their wedding this weekend, yet on the show, nothing is going right. Do you agree?
I mean, it is only the first day, and so I'm sure it'll get back on track. All I will say about him is I think the worst comment that he said out of all the comments to Courtney, everything, the biggest red flag is when he asked Chloe if her marriage was real or for television. Because when he asked her that, then what are his intentions with his marriage? Is it real or is it for television? That's the question we should be asking him. And so the fact that he asked that question to me is a red flag. And then in terms of their little fights and things like that, it seems like he's really didn't know what he was in for with Kim, and he only sees a certain side of her. Now he's seeing another side. And as viewers, we've always known this, you know, she's a meat freak. She is kind of a spoiled brat, and those $75,000 earrings, yeah, but she could have got, she can get those for free, and we'll be talking about this in the wedding segment. She can get those for free. So she didn't need to make a big hissy fit over it, but I guess this is his first time seeing it, so I don't know. Their relationship is being put to the test, and I guess if they could make it through Bora Bora, then it sounds like maybe they'll continue to make it, but I still have some doubts.
I definitely have some doubts now that this episode aired. Now, I think it's very interesting that this episode aired on the same weekend as their wedding, but I feel like there's a lot more to be uncovered. But just initially, I feel like it almost puts a little bit of a damper on the extravagant wedding that we're going to talk about, because I really am wondering, like you said, what Chris's intentions are, because he's insulting everybody. He's sweet-talking Kim on the plane. I don't know what you thought of that portion where they videoed themselves and he was like, she looks so gorgeous today. It almost didn't feel genuine to me. I don't know if I was making that up in my own head based on his other actions in the episode, but I'm starting to wonder if, you know, like you said, with asking if the marriage is real or fake, I'm wondering about his, you know, how genuine he is as a person. And initial impressions here are not good.
I can't tell how genuine he is. She seems genuine, actually. She seems to really like him. Just the way that she looks at him, there's a certain look that she gives and a certain look that people give when they're in love, that she seems to really like him. So on that front, I think it's genuine. But on his front, I still have a lot more questions and a lot more that I need to figure out about him. So this was a good start, given that we haven't had much of him this season. This was a good start. But I'm still trying to figure out what his intentions are.
Right. And, you know, leaving off on the fight, which is where we left off on the episode, as far as the Kim and Chris situation goes, I think as ridiculous as Kim might have seemed for freaking out, I'm going to go in her favor for this because, like you just said, she can't hide her emotions. And I think that's why she freaked out. That's why she acted like a drama queen. But yet you can totally see her genuine love for Chris already. So I'm on Kim's side as far as how we left off with the two of them tonight. And you're right. With Chris, I'm really worried about what he's all about. But for Kim, I'm going to defend Kim tonight and say that even though she totally freaked out and acted like a baby at the end, you really see genuine emotions from her. I really believe her emotions. So I'm going to take Kim's side tonight. But, you know, I'm definitely...
I will also say, with him throwing her in the pool, don't wear $75,000 of worth of earrings and then go in the ocean. You know what I mean? It's like, he also was just playfully playful with her. So I don't think he did anything wrong there. I'm just trying to figure out his intentions otherwise. I don't know. He seems sweet with her, but everything he's saying to her family members and everything makes me feel differently.
Right. Now, do you think, we talk about this every week, do you think that this was sort of a production side of it, coaching him, sort of maybe asking him to act a certain way? Do you think that's possible, Mari?
I don't know, because some of the comments he made were off camera, like the comments he'd made to Chloe weren't captured on camera. And then the comment he made to Courtney was over the phone. And so I don't think that that is produced. They may have then taken those comments and then said, okay, you two sisters, you're going to discuss how you don't like him. So I don't think his not having a filter, that can't be produced. They may then make a storyline around it, but what he said couldn't have been produced.
Right. Yeah, that's what I think too. So I'm really, you know, I was hoping that that might be an out for him, but there's really no out for his actions so far. And we leave off on that note with him saying, I'm nervous for the next 10 days. I think we're all nervous for the next 10 days and not for his reasons, you know, for our own reasons with him for sure. And so I'm very curious to see how the rest of this trip goes. I'm sure you're with me on that, Mari.
Yeah, and I know we'll talk about this in predictions, but I'm shocked by how little he knows about her. Because they have been dating for a couple months at this point of in the trip. Like, the fact that he doesn't know she's a neat freak, he doesn't, like, know that she can be pretty. And then especially in the predictions, or, you know, in the preview for next week, the fact that he doesn't know that she had been married, like, I don't know, that's a pretty well-known fact. So, I don't know.
Yeah, so... Well, at least that shows us he wasn't targeting her and knowing everything about her before he started dating her. So, I don't know, maybe that's a good and a bad thing, but definitely goes to show that they have a lot of getting to know to do with each other. Now, before we get to the exciting details of the wedding and all that good stuff, we just have to cover a few extras here. What did you think of Chris and the whole plastic surgery theme of the night, you know, being uncomfortable with her bikini body, going to the plastic surgeon, the conversation in the waiting room with, you know, about the boob job, meeting Dr. Fisher. How did you feel about that whole storyline? Storyline B, as we like to call it.
I thought the whole storyline was a boring storyline, totally overproduced. It was not needed. Like, the Bora Bora trip is interesting in itself. I understand they want to expand it into two episodes and it to be continued, but that whole storyline was so boring and so unnecessary, and I just wanted to get past that point and back to Chris and Kim. The only redeeming part of that storyline was the ridiculous woman who was in the waiting room talking to her, who was probably one of the most plastic women I've ever seen. And what was so hysterical is that, like, I don't know if you noticed, she couldn't even, like, fully close her lips. Like, she had this, like, her lips so weird. Like, she had this weird expression constantly on her face because her plastic surgery was so bad. So that was the only redeeming thing because it was so ridiculous. But other than that, that storyline was totally unnecessary and overproduced.
I have to agree. I really actually did get a kick out of that waiting room conversation, which is why I brought that up. I mean, you have to laugh at it. And overall, my thoughts on that are that, okay, she was, I think, you're right, overproduced, totally planned. She was trying to come off as relatable, I think, by, you know, relating to older women about their bodies. But she totally went in the wrong direction of unrelatable with the whole plastic surgery theme. I mean, people don't jump, I mean, some people do in her world, but normal people don't jump up and go to the plastic surgeon before a vacation, you know, and see what they can get done. And they were getting so technical in the doctor's office. It was just such a turnoff for me, more so than boring. I was just turned off by it. Everybody, of course, I always say this, everybody has a right to do what makes them happy, but I just didn't appreciate it as a segment. I just didn't think it was relatable. And again, like you said, Maureen, just not interesting. We're all about Kim and Chris, I think, especially with all of the exciting wedding details we have to talk about. So one quick little last mention that I want to make before we get to that exciting portion of the show tonight. How cute was Mason? I think this was the premiere of Mason possibly on air. And I know we talk about this all the time that we respect the decision not to have Mason on air, but here he is for the first time that I can recall on this season. And what did you think of him being on air? I mean, I thought he was adorable.
It is the first time on this season, and I think he's so adorable, and I totally respect their decision. I don't think he should be on the cameras. but every once in a while like this, it's kind of nice for viewers to see, like, and it's also, it makes me like Scott more. I always like Scott, but, you know, you see them, you see Scott and Mason together, and it's really cute, and he's a good dad, and Mason's so adorable, and it's just, it's nice to see that every once in a while.
I totally agree. At first, I was like, oh, no, they're showing him, you know, his life is over. But in as a viewer, I mean, I absolutely loved seeing Mason. You know, speaking of the upcoming wedding that we're going to talk about, I heard he stole the show. We'll talk further about that. But, you know, I agree. It made me like Scott more. And what kind of world are we coming to where I'm so loving Scott? Totally a different world than past seasons, but... That made
No, I love Scott. I loved all his comments. There's a difference. See, Scott can say somewhat douchey comments, but in a funny way. Chris says douchey comments, and they just come off as douchey. But, like, Scott made a couple comments this episode that were so funny. I just think he's a funny guy. He never rubs me the wrong way. I don't know why not, but I just like him.
I hope he doesn't rub me the wrong way, the way they, you know, showed us in the predictions. We'll talk about that. But I really, right now, even with the little mistake he made in Vegas, I am just loving him. And I think my favorite comment of the night was when they were doing that dance or whatever, and he goes, that's what
yeah.
I do to Courtney in the bedroom. You know, I thought that was so cute and funny.
Yeah,
and
they're
right. And I love the line where he dared Rob to jump in the water, and he said, I'll shove that money in your mouth. Just like I did with the waiter. Now, okay, sore subject, but still funny.
He says douchey things, but you still like him.
Absolutely agreed. I hope I continue to like him. So we'll get to that with predictions. And unless you have any last thoughts, obviously there's more to come on Bora Bora and the rest of the season, but I'm ready to jump ahead and get to the special Kim Kardashian wedding news and gossip segment. Are you with me on that?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right, well, let's go to a quick commercial, and then we'll be back with the mega wedding extravaganza and all of the details. We'll be right back.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
It's television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy... Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on. AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
That's right, we have exclusives here for our special news and gossip segment, the Kim Kardashian wedding, the one we've all been waiting for here on our after show. I feel like I have to put on a pair of Jimmy Choo's just to talk about this wedding, because that's how luxurious it was, right, Mari? We have lots to talk about.
And I have so much to say about this wedding and all the coverage I've been hearing about it all weekend, but I want to hear Phil's tidbit for us and our listeners.
Fair
That's
enough.
Right. Phil Svitek, what is your exclusive gossip?
Well, for those of you who may or may not know, obviously I'm very close friends with Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro, who both attended the wedding. And while they got to attend the wedding, I got to take care of their dogs. Maria, who's an avid, you know, she loves dogs, and they have four of them. And as always, I'm glad to do it. And so they're actually... The reason why she can't call in right now is because she's at a children's hospital. I won't go into the details because it's actually quite sad, but, you know, so she's doing her part there. And nevertheless, they asked me to take care of the dogs for this evening. And so I went over there, and there was a gift laid out from the wedding, and it was a picture of Kim and Chris, and then in the box there was a candle. And I'm sure there must have been more, but that's all Kevin and Maria had left out. So,
well, I think according to Maria's tweets from this weekend, along with that candle, that was there was a cupcake. So I hope one of them ate it. But it sounds like the wedding gifts were pretty lavish.
Knowing Kevin, I think he probably ate it. And Maria's like, "Are you kidding me?"
I would have definitely eaten it, Phil. But I love that you gave us the inside scoop. I mean, literally, inside Maria's home, inside, you know, I love that she's an animal lover, by the way, and I love that she's doing her part right now, and I have some great wedding tweets from her. But, Phil, I'm so glad you could share that with us, because I feel like we're just, like, I could reach out and touch the wedding when you tell me something like that.
I know,
so.
And I don't know if, you know, because the photo was wrapped in plastic, so I don't know if it was like numerous photos of Kim and Chris, or I don't know how, or if underneath, you know how some people, they kind of have that one photo and the rest of them could have been Kevin and Maria at the wedding, which some people do, which is actually a very nice thing. You know, it's kind of like almost like a prom photographer, but I've seen it at weddings. I've seen it at birthday parties. We actually did it for Maria's birthday party. And so if they did that and they took it to that level, very cool. But again, it's not my stuff, so I didn't necessarily want to go through it. This was just in passing that I saw this, so I didn't want to dig too deep.
Oh, I love it, Phil. Thank you for the inside gossip. And I, you're right, I like that idea where it's almost like you take the pictures right there, right, you're saying? And it could possibly be those pictures in there?
Exactly. I mean, Mari, you remember from Maria's birthday party 2 years ago now, you know, they had the prom photographer and they made the photos right there for everyone to take.
Yeah, I love that.
Exactly. It's just so much fun. And you know, knowing Kim and Chris and the planning that must have gone into this wedding, I'm sure it's something on that level.
Yeah, that makes it really personal and memorable for the guests, too. So it feels like they're even more included. And I hope, you know, that's a great detail. Either way, it's a great detail.
Well, actually, you know what? I'm gonna take that back. I don't think that's what it is. I know that's what it is because Kevin and Maria went to the Kardashians' Christmas party this year, and they did the same thing there where, you know, the photos were printed right on the spot and everyone got to take home photos, and I got to see those. So you know what? I am sure that that is what that is.
So you're saying
you
can confirm it, Phil.
That's what that is.
I hope
that's what that is, because when someone is getting paid $17.9 million for their own wedding, not paying it, but getting paid, earning $17.9 million for their own wedding, then I'd hope that they'd have a little something to give their guests.
And you know what?
I agree.
Exactly. And you know what? For as much criticism as the Kardashians get outside of, you know, their fan base, they are very nice people, and, you know, what better gift, like, okay, yeah, you can get a ring, I don't know, you can get a watch, whatever monetary thing you can get, that's fine, but at the end of the day, you know, a photo is something that you can't get anywhere else, you know? And so it's
exactly
all the more memorable.
I agree with you, Phil. I think there are some things that money, even $17.9 million, can't buy, and I think, you know, judging from the tweets of, we have so many tweets that we tracked from the wedding, including Maria's, which is the next best thing to her live here, you know, I think you can really sense that they really put, with all of the extravagant things going on, the cameras, the helicopters, the tweets show that there was really some meaning there, and the fact that they tried to connect with every single guest, all 450 of them. Maria tweeted that Kim and her whole family were still gracious and spent time with each guest. I really love to hear that, because no matter how many people, no matter how lavish, no matter how many video cameras, I really think that along with so many other tweets from celebrity guests, you could really feel that they really put some meaning and love into it, which I think is really
nice. Yes, but these tweets were not actually from the wedding, because no cell phones were allowed. So all these tweets were coming from 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning when they were getting back from the wedding.
Exactly. And so who knows how much alcohol was involved in all of these tweets, but from Ryan Seacrest to Eva Longoria, everyone was raving, what a beautiful night, Kim looked so regal, Brittany Gastineau, wow, what a wedding, beyond, everybody, Kendall, Rob, they all started taking to Twitter. Lisa Gastineau, Vera Wang, who was Kim's dress designer. What a joyous, beautiful, magical night. So there was really a lot of love in the air, and I really like to hear that. And besides love, let's get to that $17.9 million price tag, because when you hear the details, you can start to see where that all factors in. Now, I think Pat Lambert will be joining us, Phil. Is he on the line or no?
He is not on the line. I've texted him informing him that we are live. I don't know what he's doing. He's probably partying because of how great the wedding was.
Knowing Pat. I just didn't want him to miss the dress talk because I know that he's going to want to talk about that.
I know.
But let's start getting into some of the details here. Phil, I don't know how excited you were by Kim's three gowns, which is what she rocked, three different custom Vera Wang bridal gowns. But let's talk about the first dress, strapless, fitted bodice, cut tulle skirt, very large train, epic train, Giuseppe Zanotti shoes. Her hair was back, and her veil, while it remained off her face, was topped with a jewel headpiece that literally had diamonds dripping straight across her forehead. So from a fashion perspective, Mari, Phil, if you want to jump in on this as a guy, what did you guys think of her look, her main look for the ceremony?
Well, I have to see it, and so I'm waiting for those People magazine pictures, which I think people paid upwards of $1 million for, $1.5 million, $2 million maybe, for those pictures. But it sounds like a very pretty dress. The first dress sounds very pretty. And the veil definitely sounds interesting.
All right, so I'm looking at it right now, and you know what? I like it. It's... If I had to describe it, it's kind of like it's a wedding dress with a kind of like a cowboy hat, but like an elegant.
Oh no!
No, but like I don't know. Maybe I was watching too many westerns this weekend. I don't know why, but you know what? It reminds me of like the gorgeous woman that comes into town on a carriage kind of thing. It's supposed to be a compliment.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. By the way, those official photos are coming out in the September 5th issue of People, coming out on Friday nationwide. But E! News did sneak a few photos online exclusively, yes, which is what Phil is looking at. And I have to say, I was very surprised by the fact that her gown was much more classic than I would have pictured it to be. Strapless, puffy tulle skirt. I mean, I don't know how imaginative it was, but where she did get imaginative is that, what do we want to call it, cowboy hat across her head? I mean, definitely have to
look at any Western with, you know, a gorgeous woman in it. It's, you know what I mean? Kim walks out of the carriage and the whole town is in love with her. That's the way I can describe it.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I would say if anybody pulled it off, she did, but that's where she went untraditional, and I think that's where people will either love it or hate it. That's all I'm going to say. But I think the gown, you can't not love it. I mean, it was just very classic, a very traditional-looking strapless, full train bridal gown. If anything, I would have loved maybe a little bit of a twist, but she added the twist with her veil. So there you have it. As far as the family attire goes, the men were in Zegna tuxedos. Now, he rocked a white jacket and tie. Obviously, the black and white theme was in play. But there were Lorraine Schwartz wedding bands, same as Kim's 20.5-carat engagement ring. While all the sisters went Pippa style, they rocked ivory Vera Wang bridesmaid dresses. And the groomsmen went with traditional black Zegna tuxes, as did Bruce and William Humphreys. And self-proclaimed momzilla Kris Jenner donned a Vera Wang as well. Now, hers stood out with that huge, there was a huge bow going across the front, maybe hiding her boob job, who knows. But I have to say, I really actually liked the girls going Pippa style and wearing the same color as the bride. I think it looked very tasteful and elegant. Not sure how I felt about the Kris Jenner bow. For a woman her age, which she brought up in this episode, I'm not sure if I like the huge bow statement from her, but I think as a group, they overall looked very, very elegant. What did you guys think?
I like the white, you know, the sister's wearing white as well. You know, I think it's classy. My sister had that at her wedding, and I think that no one wearing white to the wedding other than the bride is outdated, and so I think that both Kim, Courtney and Chloe look nice in white. But I liked the dress, but the thing with Kim's headband, she kind of looks like a little bit, who's the woman from Aladdin? Who's the princess from Aladdin?
Oh my gosh, Jasmine!
She looks like Jasmine. She looks like Jasmine, a little too much. I don't know. I don't think her hair should have been back either. I think her hair should have been down. I think her hair is a little too severe, and I think her hair should have been down.
See, I have to say that in Kim's defense, Jasmine has always been one of my favorite princesses. And so I'll give her that. But you're right. She does look like Jasmine. And I actually also wish that she would have worn her hair down. I agree with you, Mari, because I think there was a lot of modern elements to this wedding. And that, you know, wearing your hair back was definitely a step back in the traditional sense. She's all about hair. She always has gorgeous hair cascading down her shoulders. So I actually agree with you there, Mari. I really would have liked her hair down. But, you know, it's a long day, and a lot of brides worry about that. So maybe she had a few fears there. I don't know. I would have liked to see some soft waves going on. Phil, any fashion take on that?
No. The
okay, well, so moving on, let's move on to the celebrity guest list, which was a mile long with 450 guests. I guess that's not surprising. Of course, Brody Jenner, stepbrother, had Avril Lavigne on his arm, which was interesting. Lindsay Lohan with her mom Dina and sister Allie on her arm. Eva Longoria, Ryan Seacrest, Julianne Hough on his arm. Kathy Lee Gifford, Mel B, Brittany Gastineau, Lala Vasquez, Carmelo Anthony, Sugar Ray Leonard, The Spin Crowd's Jonathan Chabon, Kenneth Babyface Edmonds, Alex Allen Thick, Mario Lopez, Ciara, Joe Francis, George Lopez, Serena Williams, Lara Spencer, and of course our own Maria Menounos, looking gorgeous, by the way. She has a twit pick up of her dress. She looked so stunning. It almost wasn't fair to the bride, but it was very simple and tasteful, not to take away any attention, but she just looks so gorgeous that you can't help it. So that was a big rundown of the celebrity guest list. I don't know who, besides Maria, because that's a given, who was your favorite celebrity guest on the list there?
Mine was Kathy Lee Gifford. No, you think I'm joking, but I actually know Kathy. I've met her now three times. I've actually had the privilege to go to the house, and she's the godmother, correct?
Oh, there we go. Yes, I believe so.
Yeah,
I can confirm that.
And what's interesting is I believe I don't know what that was, but I believe Chris is the godmother to Cassidy Gifford. You know what
I
mean?
Oh, see that, everybody? There's all sorts of connections. And, of course, the Brody Jenner connection, which with the last name Jenner is not surprising, but I almost forgot about him for a while being connected there. And so he popped up. But so you're a fan of Kathy Lee Gifford then, Phil?
I am. I think, you know, I think it's nice. I mean, that is one powerful God family. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And
what did you think?
Go ahead.
What did you think of every, like, I thought Kathy Lee Gifford, what I will say about her is she looked very good. I think everybody really turned it up a notch for this wedding. Everyone was really looking their best.
I actually haven't seen Kathy. Let me look it up right now.
Well, I hope you saw Maria because she looked gorgeous.
Yeah, she looked gorgeous.
Take to Twitter to get a look at her dress. But what did you think, Mari? Now, we've talked about so many celebrities coming in and, you know, as far as the validity of everybody there, did you think it was a little too star-studded, just star-studded enough? What were your thoughts on the guest list?
No, because I think that the people she invited were people that her family is genuinely friends with. I'm still trying to figure out why they're friends with Lindsay Lohan and Dina and Allie. But still, otherwise, I think that everyone they invited are people they're genuinely friends with. It's not like they invited Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. Like, they invited people who they're genuinely friends with. I knew already they were friends with Paula Vasquez and Carmelo Anthony, because they've been in past episodes. I knew already they were friends with Brittany Gastineau. You know, I knew a lot of these people already because they've been on the show. The Lindsay Lohan thing, I'm still trying to figure out. Yeah, that was definitely an interesting one, and the whole family coming along there. Another interesting note is that the members of the New Jersey Nets were given the all clear to gather in one place for the wedding, despite a rule that prevents teammates from being in contact during the NBA lockout. So that was, of course, beneficial for Jordan Farmer, I believe, is the one who introduced them. So, but of course, to get the all clear for the Kim Kardashian wedding, that just goes to show how powerful this wedding was.
I know, it's so ridiculous. They can even bypass the NBA.
I mean, nothing can stop Kris Jenner. I'm convinced of this. But yeah, it was a star-studded event, and you know, from the ceremony to the reception, we have so many details on that too. You know, apparently there were a lot of touching moments in the ceremony. It was obviously black and white all over. The location, by the way, is the home of the Google executive. I don't exactly have his name, but
Eric Schmidt.
That home was out of this world. What did you guys think of that location? Oh my gosh.
I think it's a great location because it's kind of like a destination wedding, but it's close enough for everyone who lives in LA to be able to, you know, drive up or just stay for the night. So I think it's a nice mix, and I thought it was a beautiful home.
Have you seen that home, Mari? I know you're formerly of the area.
No, I've never been up to Montecito, but it looks beautiful.
Okay, well, you guys are a lot closer than I am from – born and bred in New York over here, but it's gorgeous. And so as far as the ceremony standout details, I just need to add, we were talking about how cute Mason is. Apparently he stole the show a few times. Maria tweeted about that. Apparently not only did Courtney stumble with him in the beginning, and he sort of ran down the aisle with his pillow and jumped into Scott's arms. But he also let out a little cry at the end when they concluded with a prayer. So I can't wait to see that on the wedding special airing in October. But we got a glimpse of Mason tonight, and apparently he was, you know, stepping into his role very well because he was a standout character. I also liked there was obviously a touching tribute to Kim's late father, but I also liked the part of the ceremony where, I wonder where Pastor Brad went, because it was not Pastor Brad, it was Pastor Joel Johnson, who's known Humphreys for a while, but I liked how they had in the ceremony that each of them wrote down something about each other, and then he read their answers out loud. I was actually just at a wedding where they did this, and it's like one of my new favorite elements of ceremony. Kim said that Kris puts a smile on her face every day. He's the yin to her yang, and he brings calm to her life. She appreciates the trust that he gives her, and to quote Kim, he brings the fun out of her. And as far as what Kris wrote, he said that he loves Kim for her compassion and how she treats every day as if it's her last, and how the first time they met, all she talked about was her family. I thought that was a really cute moment in the ceremony, and of course we'll see it live, but I thought that was much more intimate element there. Did you guys like that?
Yeah, I thought that was a cool element, and I thought the tribute to her dad printed in the program was a really nice touch.
Absolutely. I believe the quote there was, "I so wish my dad could be here today to walk me down the aisle, but I know in a way he is here, and I feel his loving presence all around me. I love and miss you, Dad." So that's really also very touching. And, you know, then on to the party. We have some reception details we can share. Obviously, Kim changed dresses twice.
The second dress was an ivory mermaid gown with hand-pieced Chantilly lace applique on the bodice, a skirt with hand-cut organza petals intermixed with Chantilly lace motifs and organza sprig embroidery. I didn't see a picture of this. I don't believe they released this one so far, but it sounds very whimsical, so I'm actually looking forward to seeing the photo of that one. I guess we'll have to wait for people to come out on Friday. But I definitely like the sound of that second dress. Any thoughts there?
I want to wait to see it, but the third dress was black, and that's what I kind of question. I think when it's your wedding day, you should be wearing white. That's fine that she gets to wear three different dresses, but I think that they should all be white.
Yeah, absolutely. Leave it to them to try and change things up, but we'll have to see all the pictures before I give a full criticism or critique, but I definitely am looking forward to seeing those pictures. And as far as the entertainment goes, Robin Thicke introduced the couple, and he performed Angels, followed by Let's Stay Together, where all the guests joined them on the dance floor, and apparently everybody partied down from Maria's tweet to a couple of other tweets. It sounded like the second everybody got dancing on that second song, the dancing never stopped. So I don't know about you guys, but I love to party, so I'm sure that was really fun.
I mean, the whole wedding sounds like it was a blast.
Yes, and Demi Lovato, by the way, was also on hand. I believe they're very good friends, but she did not perform. She was just there to mix and mingle and dance the night away like everybody else. And we also have some speeches that inside the speeches. Of course, Bruce was there to give a speech, and he gave a quick rundown of his 10 kids all in one room. He said, tonight is about family, joining two families. And he named Kim, Courtney, Chloe, Rob, Kylie, Kendall, Brody, Brandon, Casey, and Bert, all under one roof. So I'm sure that made him very happy. And leave it to Chloe to get a little risque with her speech. Basically, she presumably wants Chris and Kim to live a very long, happy life together. And, of course, she encouraged the guests to shake their, I'm not going to say what she said, to shake their tatas is what I'm going to say, because I'm not as bold as Chloe. But you got to love Chloe for that, right?
I know. Chloe's hysterical. She's always been my favorite.
And, you know, the girls, apparently, by the way, changed into tracksuits for the rest of the wedding, which I believe they already had them on during the speeches. I have a little problem with that because I already have a problem with when women take their shoes off. I believe when you're, especially the shoes these women were all probably rocking, from Jimmy Choo to Giuseppe Zanotti and so on, I don't believe in taking the shoes off, as much pain as you might be in. Now, of course, I'm a model, so I've been in a lot of pain, so I'm used to it. But the shoes I would take, but I don't know how I feel about changing into tracksuits at this luxurious, extravagant wedding. I think that's kind of a faux pas there.
It makes it easier to dance, no?
Yeah, but you could be dancing in your room in a tracksuit. I don't know. I'm not a fan of that change. I think it's a little too casual. I mean, it's different if it was the after party or back at the rooms, but if you're still in that wedding, in that lavish reception, I don't think tracksuits are appropriate. What do you think, Mari?
When you're getting ready for the wedding, it's definitely appropriate, but not after that.
Thank you. I'm glad somebody's backing me up here. Phil, I'm sorry, but I think the girls are going to know better on that one. I'm going to give you a pass, but
right.
I'm thinking that's a no-no. But if they want to call you for backup, that's fine. But on to one of my favorite elements, the food, the dessert, the cake. All my favorite parts of a wedding. They can make or break a wedding. Wolfgang Puck catered the affair with some food details to get your appetite going. Buffalo mozzarella, heirloom tomato salad, basil and tomato chips, followed by a choice of hand-formed agnolotti with sweet corn mascarpone and summer truffles. I am obsessed with truffles, so my mouth is watering right now. Followed by roasted chicken with Yukon Gold potato puree, caramelized Brussels sprouts, and more summer truffles. Ugh, that sounds like heaven on earth. I don't know
I wasn't there. I'm going to want to hear this from Maria, but she did tweet that the food was great. So it sounds great. I don't know about you guys. That sounds amazing to me.
It sounds very awesome.
Mouth-watering, right? And my favorite part, the dessert, after a performance, not a performance, but playing Earth, Wind, and Fire, September for Chris Humphreys, who we know is a fan from News and Gossip last week, they went to the cutting of the cake, and Kim was still in dress number two at this point, and they cut into their decadent, multi-tiered chocolate and vanilla swirl cake, studded with chocolate chips, so we mentioned that's a sort of a copy of the royal wedding cake. But sure enough, that was the last moment before Kim disappeared and came out in her last dress of the evening. But that cake, also another favorite part of a wedding for me, is the cake. Now, with the royal wedding influence here, not only was it playing into the cake, but it was playing into the girls' dresses. I feel like they were really taking a lot of cues from the royal wedding. What did you guys, how did you feel about that? Did you feel like a little too much or like a little too copycat or if, that's flattery?
I think it's flattery, but I mean, I always joked about that. This is the royal wedding too.
Right. The royal wedding part two, the reality royal wedding. That's for sure. I don't know. I feel like if you're, you know, trying to be the bold wedding of the year, I would have liked a little more innovation on your side, but they definitely, I mean, you can't overtake the royal wedding, so you might as well learn from it. And if you're trying to make it like that, I guess incorporating some elements would make sense. How do you feel, Mari?
Yeah, I mean, flattery, what is it? Is the sincerest form?
Imitation
of
right.
Imitation is a sincerest form of flattery. So why not imitate the royal wedding? And they're claiming this is the American royal wedding. I don't know if I agree with that, but that's what they're claiming.
What do you guys think of E! Pimping out this wedding? I mean, it is, you might as well call it the Kim and Chris Kardashian Humphreys channel, because it is all that they're talking about. They're promoting to it. I mean, they're all over the place. What do you think of E! Pimping them out? Do you think it's a little too much?
I think that Chris is constantly looking for a good business deal, constantly looking for the next business deal, and I don't know if it's E! So much pimping them out as Chris pimping out her own family and setting up these deals constantly. And so, you know, E's taking advantage of that.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to overdo it. We still have 2 months to go until we see it on air, or a little less than 2 months. It's not airing until October, so I don't want to get so sick of it that I don't want to watch it. But, you know, they're definitely doing a good job of keeping me enticed, and I, of course, will want to cover it and watch the actual live wedding. But I hope they don't. I hope they calm down after this weekend for a little bit, because I don't know if I can take another, like, 2 months of this Kardashian pimping on E! Network, but definitely excited to see it live. Those are all of the extravagant details. It makes me want to see it all even more. Of course, you can check out the People magazine on September 5th issue on sale on Friday, and the wedding special on E! In October. Until then, that's all your news and gossip for the Kim Kardashian Chris Humphreys wedding.
All right.
And Pat Lambert, we lost him, but we'll have
and
to get
now,
his recap.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So we still, the show must go on. There's a lot to unfold on the actual season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So
by
we
the
have
way,
a little.
By the way, speaking of Pat, I mean, we got to schedule like some Kim Kardashian wedding after show. I mean, Pat could probably go on for like 8 hours. Of this thing.
I know. I'm so sad he didn't call in, because we really have to make up for that. He's like obsessed. He pretty much confessed to basically having his own helicopter over the wedding, so we are going to have to get a recap from him. But until then, we can predict what's coming next week. And we saw a little glimpse into Courtney and Scott, which I predicted getting into it about, I'm guessing,
Scott's LA, or Vegas behavior in the past, and Chris's body drama seems to continue, and the other Chris, not Mama Chris, seems to not, as you said, Mari, he doesn't even know that Kim was married in the past, so there's lots to discover there. What do you guys predict for next week?
The drinking didn't seem that bad. Scott was saying, like, you know, I'm have a hold on it. I didn't like the way he was talking to Courtney, but we'll have to see. Hopefully he doesn't go over the edge. What I'm most curious about is just seeing more of Kim and Chris, because I'm still trying to figure him out, and I still can't quite get it. And I'm trying to figure out, I'm kind of shocked that he didn't know she was married, and I want to know what else he didn't know and how he'll react to that.
Absolutely. I'm definitely looking for more Kim and Chris. I mean, they may have gotten married this weekend, but as far as us viewers know, there's still a lot more to unfold with the two of them. So definitely looking forward to that. I'm done with the Chris body drama thing. You know, you're older, you're successful, you have a lot to be happy for. Don't worry about your bathing suit. And I'm worried about Courtney and Scott. I can't wait to see what happens there. I just don't want, you know, I want to Scott to remain on my good side, because he's definitely there right now. So we'll have to see what happens, guys. And Phil, I think that's a great idea. I think we need to do some sort of wedding special. And we definitely need Pat Lambert and some insider gossip from Maria in the near future. So maybe we can get something going there.
I mean, definitely. She, again, her biggest enemy is time. You know what I mean? I'm sure she will, especially for us after buzzers, she wants to do it, I know personally, but again, it's just time and all those things. But she, you know what? I mean, you don't have to pre-record this thing. I'll get us something. I'll get us all the intel we need, as they say.
That's right. Thanks, Phil. I'm looking forward to it. And again, Maria, check out Maria Menounos's Twitter, because her dress was gorgeous, and she offered some great insider info there. Not too much, to be respectful, but definitely some great insight there, and hopefully we'll get more for you guys. And of course, thanks, big thanks to Mari and Phil for joining me tonight. And congratulations to Kim and Chris on their wedding weekend. And we'll be back next week with lots more Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
And as always, you can check us out on iTunes by searching AfterBuzz TV. You can, for those of you that want to listen on the go, such as your smartphones, you can download an app called the Stitcher app and look us up there. And we're also on Ustream as well. That's ustream.tv/AfterBuzzTV. So those are all the places at the moment that you can check us out. And as always, our call-in number is 424-256-1729.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.